So basically, Neil was at the gym. He'd been there about 10 minutes running on the treadmill and he collapsed. Staff at the Hydro were absolutely amazing. They got started CPR straight away. They also had one of the defibrillators there, so they got using that straight away. Paramedics came. They tried for 40 minutes to revive him, but unfortunately, there was nothing that anyone could have done. And then we found out through the coroner that he'd actually died of an aortic dissection, which was very unusual for somebody his age. When I had the phone call to say what it was, I couldn't even really understand what she was saying at first because I was just like, aortic what? I was, you know, it's not something I'd ever heard of. So, it wasn't until we actually got the death certificate and then we found out that Neil's uncle had died of the same condition. But very bizarrely, there's apparently no genetic link. Neil was definitely one of the unfortunate ones where it was absolutely too late. By the time they'd have got him to hospital, there really wouldn't have been anything they could do. But the other thing as well is that actually there's not enough cardiac surgeons that would really know how to handle the operation for what Neil has. There's not a great awareness of it, even with the medical profession. One of the stories I've read about on Heart Research UK is a gentleman, there's a cabbie in London. He had very sharp pain that went down his legs, everything. His wife took him to hospital and it was 7 days before they actually diagnosed aortic dissection. Mm. So people just aren't really aware of it because it's so rare. I was pretty much numb that for a good 2 weeks. I know people would say, oh, you're not crying. And it really is because you just think, oh my God, yesterday we were having amazing Sunday lunch. He was, about 40 minutes before it happened, he was like, what's for my dinner? And I'm texting about, don't forget to take the bins out. And you just, I don't know, last year was definitely just a little bit of a blur, really. It was, it's only this year that I've really kind of like picked myself up and like, right, do something positive. But Neil's parents are amazing and we've really, really stuck together. I kind of think no matter what happens in my future, they're always going to be part of my life.